Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Now joined by Damon Witten, the head coach of the Lake Superior State Lakers. Coach, you and Bemidji State have already played this season. What'd you learn from that series earlier in Bemidji?
I know what their team is about, and having said that, it was a long time ago, so they're a much different team than they were then, and we're a much different team than we were then as well. So, I took a quick peek at that film just to get a feel for some things, but again, you don't put too much stock into it because of the differences, playing that early. So, but they're a good hockey team. They challenge you in a lot of ways. They've always been built and recruited to play with a ton of team speed, and they do that, and they make it very difficult on you that way. Obviously, Bitzer had a tremendous year last year. He was a Rookie of the Year in the WCHA. He's probably not been quite back to that level the first half of the season. It seemed like he is rounding into form as of late. So now you get a hot goaltender on top of a team that's played extremely well as of late. So they're coming in very confident and liking their game, and that makes it a big challenge. We're excited to be back home. It's been a long time, it feels like, since we've been home. So we're excited to get back to it. And obviously, critical, important WCHA points on the line, so we'll be more than ready to play this weekend.
BSU special teams have been very, very good. Yours have sputtered. In your mind, does the weekend hinge on special teams?
Obviously, when you look at their special teams, we want to play 5-on-5. Their penalty kill is one of the top in the nation. We've had our struggles as of late, so the more 5-on-5 play, the probably the better off you feel about the way the game's going. So, but it doesn't change a whole lot. We still have to simplify things. We have to be willing to get to the net. If Bitzer sees the puck, he's going to make the save. So we've got to do a good job with our secondary guys of taking his eyes away and playing in that dirty area. If we can do that, we'll have a chance to get some tips and some deflections and maybe some rebounds. It's an area we've spent a ton of focus on lately of burying our second chance opportunities. I thought we had those against Michigan Tech, and then obviously credit goes to Jamie Phillips for making the saves, but we've got to look at ourselves and find a way to score on those opportunities.